This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I keep hearing as people are bringing up the RFK site. We had the big report this week. $3 billion deal is close to coming to fruition between the team and the city. The mayor's working with Josh Harris. We saw the numbers reported, and I'm still stunned by them, and I'll take the under on these, but that the owner, Harris, would put forth $2.5 billion of a little over $3 billion to build the stadium. I keep hearing that people want it to look something like where we're sitting right now, the Navy Yard, where you've got all these restaurants and all these bars, and you can go eat and drink before you go to Nats Park. And, you know, I can go sit over at Walters and have wings and then get over to first pitch and enjoy Nats baseball. I just don't know how realistic that vision is from a size standpoint. Now, Navy Yard is not as big as you think. I looked it up. I think it's listed at like 60 to 80 acres or something like that. So it's dropped into a pretty small footprint. So there might be close to that you could carve out for the restaurants and the bars.
But there's so much green space that has to stay green space.
That's the thing. The green space doesn't go away. And you got to add your hotels. Obviously, they have those in Navy Yard with the restaurants and the bars. You got to have some parking. It's going to be very, very limited in terms of parking lots. So tailgating is going to be next to zero. But if you have enough bars and restaurants, can that supplant tailgating for you?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you are.
Some people are going to have to.
Some people are going to say no, and others will, you know, will make shift and kind of do what you have to. But to me, it's the waterfront part of it that is so similar. The like my buddies who run the Salt Line over there, just south of the ballpark, for example, set up camp there before anything else was around. Now it's now there's a few establishments down that way on that side, and you know there's a couple residences and the like. But right there on the Anacostia River, gorgeous. Like, that setting is super possible. The river runs right past it. I mean, it's 500 yards from the edge of RFK Stadium to where it is kind of that little mini lake with a sort of an island in the middle. You've got all sorts of possibilities there. I'm not smart enough to know what you should do and how. I don't know how much should
be. Can you build on that right there? Like, is any of that swamp land or whatever the protected stuff is?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how green it is. I don't know if it's eligible. I don't know if that's one of those things.
You know,
for example,
certain areas in D.C. where for whatever reason, like you actually can't build.
Put
on the surface.
Put a structure in there at your own risk. It's going to sink a foot a year. I don't know. I think there's all sorts of possibilities. So everything from like a water taxi where you could catch it by Nats Park and get shuttled up there would take 20 minutes. To
see that stuff to me, and I'm not saying no, but like that's fantasy football. Nobody's doing that. You know what I mean?
Like, but I think you can't think outside of yourself. You wouldn't do that, but I think a lot of people would. Like, I don't think that's nuts.
As a regular way to go to a football game?
Totally.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not talking about 50,000 people, but you don't think a few thousand would do that? The same way a few thousand would ride the Metro, a few thousand would park
down
in the neighborhood.
Eat at Walters and then board a boat.
Who knows?
And then go around the river to this. I don't think so. I mean,
you wouldn't. I don't know that I would either, but I'm saying there are options is my point. You could do one of those, a barge kind of a situation as a restaurant or as like a place that's there on the water that's gorgeous. There's a million things that you could do.
People could jet ski there. Like, you could just get a bunch of jet skis you could rent. You could jet ski, and there could be a moat, and we could jet ski around the moat.
Probably couldn't do that.
Kind of right into the locker room, maybe?
I don't think you would do that. Okay. But, I mean, again, different things are possible. The point is, it's the waterfront part of it that's got people so intrigued and kind of salivating with the possibilities, because that's similar to what the Navy Yard is, right? I mean, you look at the wharf, you look at the Navy Yard, that's kind of the unique boundary right there, just east of the stadium, where you could actually build something kind of cool that's not just the Panera or the Hilton.
What about a ferry where we're on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and then we just kind of drive onto the ferry and then that takes us there? Do we like that idea?
No.
Okay.
I don't. Do you have any follow up on that or no?
No, I didn't know you were so upset about it. I thought we were having fun. No, we're not having fun.
I don't get what you're doing. Okay. But to me, that what's hard is the amount of green space.
Yeah.
That can't change. That I think people are kind of going, oh, you built this used to be a salt pile, a McDonald's, and a car wash, right? where we are right now, right? There was nothing else. Now it's all, everything's on top of each other. Used to be able to drive through every alleyway. Now it's like you can't because there's an Amazon truck that's fighting a mail truck at some drop-off point for $7,000 a month condos, right? So I don't know all the different possibilities or what would make sense, but it's a lot of picking and choosing there.
I wonder just how many people are going to need to get theirs out of all the deals that get swung over there.
A lot of people.
How many people get their hands in and go, we'll do it, but I need my whatever your thing is.
Totally.
Because the more people that are involved getting mm-hmm. their thing with that amount of space, I think the more complicated it gets really quickly. But the waterfront's going to have to be pertinent. And, you know, like the Navy Yard, to your point, I don't go over there very often because it's on the other side of the ballpark, but it's a massive draw on a game day, on a nice weekend, spring afternoon. We've done some events over that way, mm-hmm. and people enjoy it.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.